It takes money, money. Cash, money, money.
Yeah, what do you think? Do your kids have a firm grasp and understanding of the value of money? The importance of saving? Why not to rack up, you know, $20,000 on the credit card if you've got a $20,000 limit? Well, Rick and Gene Edelman, financial experts, the authors of a new book called The Squirrel Manifesto. And you know, you hear Rick on The Rick Edelman Show here on WRVA, Saturdays from noon to 1 and Sundays from 11 to 1. I'm glad to have you here. So tell me where the idea came from for The Squirrel Manifesto, and what is this story?
Good morning. This is Gene Edelman. So the Squirrel Manifesto was kind of a natural progression from all the other financial education that we've done for the 3 decades that we've had our company. And we thought we'd break it down into something fun for the children.
You know, we grow up not learning about money. Mom and Dad don't teach us about money. We rarely learn about it in school, and our employers don't tell us much. And so we realize that if we're going to grow up financially secure with a healthy relationship about money, better to teach it at very young ages. And so the Squirrel Manifesto was written for 4 to 8-year-olds, and it's never too early to learn the most important lessons about money.
Now, I can kind of imagine where this story may go, but you tell me, what's the 60 seconds on the squirrel who is the protagonist here?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the metaphor of squirrels in a forest to help kids relate. And it really teaches kids that with the opportunity of money, the joy of spending money, it's also important to not only spend a little, but to save a little and give a little, to realize that we need to help others who are less fortunate than ourselves. Studies show that young children who grow up charitably inclined are happier adults. And so teaching kids to spend a little, save a little, give a little, even tax a little, helps them have good money habits for their entire lives.
Now, what has the reception been for this book?
It's been wonderful. The book debuts today, actually, and it's already number one on Amazon's bestseller list for children's money books. So we're very excited that the response has already come out very strong. And it's available right now today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookseller.
Yeah. You know, why do you think culturally we are where we are? And do you think that the American mindset about money and kind of, you know, just stuffing the envelopes and the bills in the drawer and not dealing with it, and it's kind of a modern mindset. Do you think this is different in this country compared to, you know, just pick a country in Europe? Do you think the mindset is unique?
It's very similar, our American attitudes about money with the rest of the world, according to research. We tend to talk about everything in this country with our children. We talk about religion, of course. We talk about politics. We even talk about sex and drugs with our children. But we don't talk to them about money. Money still seems that one subject mom and dad don't want to discuss. And so kids grow up financially illiterate as a result of that. And so this book is designed, The Squirrel Manifesto, to help mom and dad have healthy, happy conversations with children. There's even a grown-up guide in the back of the book to teach moms and dads and grandparents how to talk about spending a little, saving a little, giving a little with their children in a positive way.
You're swimming against the tide here with a lot of American society, which does focus on conspicuous consumption and the, you know, especially I'm guilty of it on occasion, too, with Facebook. It's like, oh, yeah, I just got something. I want to show it to everybody instead of just enjoying it myself. And that can become pretty unhealthy here, that attitude.
Yeah, no, we see that all the time. And yes, we are swimming against the tide, but maybe it's time to change. Mm-hmm. And so if we can change one or two or thousands of minds, that's a good thing. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, there's no question we are a consumer society, and we are motivated by barrage of advertising to buy constantly. What we're simply saying is, let's go ahead and do that, but a little bit. Let's go, okay, to spend and enjoy money, but let's not do only that. Let's also save a little for future expenses, big stuff you can't afford right now, like for children, a bicycle or an Xbox. For older kids, maybe it's buying their first car or going to college. And for the rest of us, it's buying homes and saving for retirement. spending a little and saving a little is important, and also giving back to those who are less fortunate. Wonderful money themes that even four-year-olds can easily grasp.
Well, maybe I will read it, because I need to be reminded of that on occasion, too. The book is The Squirrel Manifesto. It comes out today, and you can find it online and at booksellers across the country. Rick and Gene Edelman, our financial experts. And, you know, we always enjoy hearing you, Rick, on the weekend, Saturday from noon to 1 and Sunday from 11 to 1 here on News Radio WRVA.
Thanks
Thank you
so
both.
Thanks so much, John. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy
Appreciate it. Thank you, Gene.